Should Shaq's World operate on the city's dime? That's the request from the Maple Avenue Association and Community Center in a recent letter to the City of Barrie. As an independent organization, we face ongoing challenges in securing the necessary funding to sustain and expand our offerings, founder Shanika Shaq Edwards said in the letter. I urge you to consider initiating the conversation about bringing our community center under the umbrella of the city budget and exploring the potential benefits of this partnership, she added. Shaq Edwards is shown in a file photo during an event at Sunnydale Park in Barrie. Raymond Bowie, Barrie Today. Shaq's World Community Center uses basketball, innovation and mentorship as a bridge to youth employment, education and training, its website says. Its youth-led urban community development projects tackle the underlying issues leading to youth addiction, homelessness and mental health challenges. City Council has referred the request to its Finance and Responsible Governance Committee meeting on May 29. The information provided by Edwards does not include the operating or any capital costs associated with the Maple Avenue Community Center, or the specifics of the proposed roles and responsibilities, for the City of Barrie and Shaq's World Association. Taxpayer funding would be required to support Shaq's World Community Center, as a new city-supported initiative, and the amount of funding required is not specified in the letter. Staff says that should council wish to explore the proposal further, given the financial implications, it would be appropriate to consider the proposal as part of the 2025 operating budget. The city operated the Maple Avenue Youth Center, north of Dunlop Street West at 59 Maple Avenue, for almost a decade until 2012. It was discontinued because the level of subsidization required far exceeded any other programming offered by the city at the time, approximately $335,000 with only 2% recovered from fees. Shaq's World welcomes youth from across Simcoe County between the ages of 7 and 17 to participate in a wide variety of drop-in programming such as art, dance, yoga, chess and 6 to 12-week basketball training programs. Edwards says the community center has built relationships with organizations, businesses and philanthropists during the last 3.5 years and is now looking to gain a relationship with the city. She also said this would give Shaq's World financial stability, safeguarding its long-term sustainability to plan for the future, expand accessibility to the programs and services it offers, and to reach a broader segment of the population, including marginalized and underserved communities. More reliable funding would also allow Shaq's World to introduce new programs, Edwards said, streamline administrative processes and reduce bureaucratic barriers to better focus on delivering its programs and services. This initiative represents a tangible demonstration of the city's commitment to supporting grassroots initiatives, Edwards said in her letter, and fostering a vibrant and inclusive community, strengthening the bond between local government and residents.